Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are you puzzled about what you should do today? Well, that actually works. It's National Puzzle Day today. So, you know, it's all coming together. Get it? Yeah. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, January 29th. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, it's the last day of January. Can you believe it? We were so hoping for 2021, and now we've got it, and 1 month is already over. Wow. I don't know how that happened. This is the last podcast of This Is Today for the month, because, you know, we don't do the weekends, and then February is Monday. And however, you know, if you're wanting to hear more, you might want to also learn more. Take a listen this weekend to Learning More, our new podcast. It starts on Sunday. Yeah, it's the first episode. Now, if you listened on Monday, I'm going to tell you, you actually heard it. But here's what I'd love you to do. I'd love you to go over to Learning More. I'll put a link to it in the description and subscribe right now. And yes, you may have heard the first episode already because, you know, you're one of my listeners here and we did a little sneak peek of it. But guess what? I'd love you to subscribe, and I'd love you to hear the future episodes because they will be new content that you haven't heard before. So do take a listen and take some time to go subscribe to Learning More. Thank you. That's the end of my public service announcement for today. You know what? Just because you're so good, I won't go to commercial. I'll just do the whole show. We'll skip the commercial, and we'll just make that Learning More thing the commercial. How about that? Come on. It's a trade-off. That was good, right? All right. yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it's National Puzzle Day today. And, you know, it got me to thinking, what was the biggest puzzle ever done? So I went to the Guinness Book of World Records because, you know, they do that sort of thing. They keep track of these things. And, well, 551,232 pieces. That's the biggest puzzle of all time. It was done in Vietnam by the University of Economics at Ho Chi Minh City. And it took a lot of people to put this together. 1,600 students at the university put this together. They put it together in 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea how long it took. 17 hours. Sorry, 17 hours. What they did was they first broke it up into 3,000 different sections, and then there you go. They put it all together. In case you're wondering, it looks like a big flower. There you go. So that's the biggest puzzle of all time. There's also this huge Disney puzzle that you can do and actually purchase this thing. It's called Memorable Disney Moments. This contains, oh my God, over 40,000 pieces. And you can order that if you want to, because, you know, if you're going to be in quarantine much longer, well, this will give you something to do. This might take you for the rest of the year. How much does it cost? Well, that's a good question. $600. So it weighs 44 pounds. So you probably got some shipping on top of that as well. So if you want to do a really big puzzle, there you go. All right. Let's take a look at some of our events for today, shall we? And see, no commercial, as I promised. Okay. Henry Clay introduced the Compromise of 1850 to the U.S. Congress on this day in 1850, coincidentally enough. What this was basically we acquired some new territories from the Mexican War, including California, Utah, New Mexico, and some redrawn borders in Texas. Well, the slave states would like these areas to be slave areas, whereas the free states would like these to be free areas. So it was so tough on what the decision would be that the two sides could not figure out what to do. And the fear was that the country would just split in two and go into civil war. So they came up with this compromise where basically California would be a free state and people in Utah, New Mexico, and the new border area of Texas would decide for themselves on whether they were free or slave. They were thought that this would help to prevent war. Well, it didn't, as you know. Sorry for the spoiler there. In 1861, on this day, Kansas was admitted as the 34th United States of America. Welcome, Kansas. Yeah, you know, I try to find some interesting facts about all the states on their, you know, the day they became a state, but everything that I found about Kansas really kind of led back to the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy, and even how, you know, they have tornadoes there. And of course, they had a tornado in Wizard of Oz, and, you know, there's prairies there. And oh, there's a prairie in the Wizard of Oz, and she's got them biking through it, and there's witches, and there's yellow brick roads in Topeka. No, I don't think there's yellow brick roads in Topeka, but, you know, there could be. I don't know, because I just kept going to the Wizard of Oz, apparently. I have a bunch of Wizard of Oz facts for that day now. Thanks, Kansas. All right. I probably just upset some people in Kansas. No, I'm sure there's a lot of great things there. All right. In 1886, Carl Benz patents the first successful gasoline-driven automobile. You know, I don't have an electric car. I have a gas-powered vehicle, and I've filled up maybe 5 times over the last year. I'm not driving as much as I used to drive. So that got me to thinking, like, okay, where are the numbers right now? Well, when you look at the numbers right now in January of 2021, we are at the lowest consumption of gas in the United States since 1994. That's insane. So we basically went up, and then down a little during the recession, and then up, and then way down because of the COVID crisis. So, you know, this does help pollution. This does help, like, you know, like, the air. So, okay, there's one good thing that came out of COVID. Whenever I can point something good that came out of COVID, I like to point that out. All right, on this date in 1936, Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb were among the first to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I cannot wait to go to Cooperstown. I have not been there yet. I had a plan to actually go there. We, you know, had to cancel that, but I can't wait to get out to Cooperstown. And who was elected to the Hall of Fame this year? Well, no one. Yeah, nobody was elected this year. Nobody got enough votes. This is the first time that's happened since 1960. And actually, Curt Schilling, who has not had enough votes yet, has said, just take me off the list. I don't want to be in there. It's a little upsetting. On this day in 1979, President Carter commuted the sentence of Patricia Hearst down from 7 years to 2 years. In 1980, the Rubik's Cube made its debut at a toy show. Yeah, and rumor has it that some people are still trying to solve the first edition Rubik's Cube. I don't know if that's true, but it probably is. I have only been able to solve those by taking them apart or using an app. Yeah, there is an app for that. You just take a picture of all the different sizes and it'll put it all together for you. All the different sizes. All the different sides is what I meant to say. Wow. You can tell it's getting late in the week and late in the podcast. In 1984, Ronald Reagan formally announced that he will seek a second term. I believe he said, "Well, I'll do it again." Now, I know that wasn't the greatest Ronald Reagan impression, but, you know, what are you going to do? In 2013, John Kerry was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to become the next U.S. Secretary of State. He was reconfirmed this year for another cabinet position, and he said, "Well, I'll do it again." That's my John Kerry and my Ronald Reagan. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. William McKinley was born. Former president, William McKinley. I'm sure he said, "Well," no, I didn't think he said that. He was born on this day in 1843. Sarah Gilbert was born on this day in 1975. Heather Graham is 51. Tom Selleck, 76. Adam Lambert is 39. And Oprah Winfrey is 67 today. Thomas Paine, you know, from the Hamilton. He's a Disney Channel. Yeah, no, Common Sense from Thomas Paine. Born on this day in 1737. W.C. Fields, born on this day in 1880. That's your look at January 29th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. And we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.